Church, say amen.
Amen.
Father alone will understand. You know, we don't understand all things right now. But as my brother-in-law was saying, Father alone will understand. I am thankful to be here today to have this opportunity to speak from God's word. And I want to say to this beautiful family, well, God loves you. And, we love Mary. I want to say to Rick, we married two sisters. And both of them are gone now. I know what you're going through, and just hold on and hang on to God's unchanging hand. And to the boys, y'all just hold on to God. Do all that you know Mary would want you all to do and be. Y'all good boys, good young men, excuse me. And I'm so proud of you all. And the family would like to thank everybody once again for coming out. Mary and I go way back over close to 50 years now. And a friend of mine and myself, we went to, my friend and I went to visit Mary, and she wasn't there. But the last time I could remember visiting Mary at the hospital, she said a profound statement. She said that God, Jesus, knows her name. And you know something is so important, that when times like these come, you hear so many people say that they know God. That's very important, to know God. But it's more important, does God know you? We want God to know us. And he only knows us by our obedience to him, how we live for him. On today, I want to call your attention to 1 Thessalonians. The eulogy has already been done. If I stood up here and talked about Mary, you wouldn't hear the word from God. Because there are so many things that we can say about Mary. It'll just go on and on and on. Because Mary was that type of person. She loved people, but she loved God. She loved the church. And she would love to know that you're here today and you have this marvelous opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know we all come for different reasons, but for all of us that's here today, and we want to hear a word from the Lord, I got one from 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, and verses number 13 and following. The brother almost preached my sermon just already. Shouldn't have very much to do other than give the invitation, but nevertheless, I want to say a few things. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Then the Bible says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which are asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We can be comforted from the word of God. The comfort that we have right now is that marvelous hope that Mary has of making heaven her home. You see, the Bible did not say that we are not to shed a tear because Jesus wept. But the Bible says that we ought not to cry like everybody else cries, that their individual died with no hope. If you're not in Christ Jesus, you need to know today that you have no hope of making heaven your home. Now you say that this is kind of strong, but I believe we can believe what the Bible says. And if you don't believe it, it's still true. The Bible says that we can comfort each other with the words, knowing that Jesus is coming in the air, and those that have died in Christ Jesus has the marvelous hope of going with God. I don't know about you, but if you're not living to go with God, you just ain't living at all. You just ain't living at all. And I want you to know that you don't have no life. Now, how can I say that? Well, Jesus said in John 10 and verse number 10, I come that you have life and you will have it more abundant. He talked about how the devil came to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I've come that you might have life. What I want you to know, if you haven't got into Christ Jesus, you don't have life. You're still dead. This word dead means to be separated from Almighty God. You see, when the body dies, with the soul, we're separated from the body. It's a separation. That's what death is. God takes back spirits when people die. He takes back their spirit. But when we die spiritually, we are separated from God. But the Bible says in Romans 3 and verse 23 that all had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's why Luke 19 and verse number 10 says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He said, I've come that you can get into Christ Jesus. And today, I want to tell you, I want to show you something, what Mary believed in and why she was a member of the Church of Christ and why she died faithful unto death and why she's in Christ Jesus. You see, there are benefits of being in Christ. There are some benefits. The Bible says, according to Ephesians 1 and verse number 3, that all spiritual blessings, all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Now, wait now, brother. You need to slow down a little bit because I'm not in Christ, and Christ has blessed me. Yes, that's true. Christ has blessed you. You're alive. You can do that. He's blessed you. You're living. But I want you to know that that's not a spiritual blessing. And the Bible says, all spiritual blessings are in Christ. That means there's not a spiritual blessing outside of being in Christ Jesus. So if I want to be spiritually blessed by God, I've got to get into Christ. Now, let me name some of these spiritual blessings that you might understand them. First of all, the Bible says in Acts 2 and verse number 38 that we received the forgiveness of sins. You see, you can't get your sins forgiven unless you obey the gospel. We receive the forgiveness of sin. The Bible says that the gospel is God's power to save. Paul said it in Romans 1 and verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the the power of God unto salvation. Now, wait now. He ain't talking about the gossip. The gospel. You see, the gossip is what people saying. It doesn't matter what you believe. As long as you got them in here, you're all right. That's the gossip. The gospel is believing that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day. And I got to hear that word. I got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then I have received the gospel. I have to be baptized into Christ Jesus. Then the Bible also teaches us that we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you what, we need the Holy Spirit, y'all. Holy Spirit is God, the Spirit. It dwells in the world today. We need the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Acts 5 and 32 that he give it to everybody that obey him. If you obey the gospel today, got some water in the pool. If you obey it today, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, whichever one you like to hear. You receive it today according to your obedience. Then the Bible says you'll be added to the church. Acts 2 and 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. The Lord added to the church daily, such as those being saved. Now, wait a minute now. We're going to learn something as we go on. But you'll be added to the church. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 16 and verse number 18, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What are you saying, Jesus? He's saying even death and the cross ain't going to stop me from building my church. I'm going to call people out of the world to follow my doctrine, and when they do that, I'm going to add them to the church that I build. I know the gossip talks about building a building because Jesus was a carpenter. You want to get up on a ladder with some nails and build a... No, he's talking about calling people out of the world believing false doctrine to obey his doctrine. Then the Bible says you become a new creature in Christ. Corinthians 5 and verse number 7. You become a child of God. Oh, you know, I know you were born. You were born a baby, but you're not a child of God unless you receive the word, believe the word, and obey the word. John 1, the Bible says he gave them the power to become sons of God. John 1 and verse 12. Then you have the ability to pray to God. The Bible says in John, the verse is, the chapter is, the Bible teaches us that we have the power to pray to God. John 9 and 31, the Bible says, now we know it, that God heareth not a sinner. But if any man be a worshiper of him and do it his will, him, he hear it. Well, let me tell you something, church. You can't do God's will unless you know of the doctrine. John 7 and verse number 17. You can't even do God's will unless you know what God's will is. And you can only find his will in his teaching. If you don't get it in his teaching, you ain't got his will and you're not doing his will. So when you pray to him, he don't even hear it. See, the Bible says in John 4 and 24 that we have to worship God in spirit, the right frame of mind, and according to the truth. And the Bible says, according to John 17 and 17, thy word is truth. The word of God is truth. Everything God says is true. So we can see that there are benefits in Christ. Then, guess what? Now you can call God Abba Father, which means daddy. Oh boy, you got a special relationship, an endearment with you and God now. You can call him Abba Father. Well, the question you might have is, what does it really mean to be in Christ? I want you to know something, that when the Bible says that Jesus said over there in Matthew 16 and 18, upon this rock I build my church, he said, upon the confession of who you say I am, I'm going to build my church. And what we need to understand is, you can't have Christ without having his church. They go together. You see, the church does not save us. Christ does. He never said make church church members. He said go and make disciples. But when we become that disciple and we are studying his word, we see what we have to do to be saved, and we do that, he adds us to his church. And then if we work, we walk, and we worship faithfully until death do us part. That we just got through reading. Blessed are those that die in the Lord. The Bible talks about that mansion, robe, and crown, being faithful to death. Revelation 14, 13, Revelation 2 and 10. How important it is that we understand that you can't have Christ without the church. And I want you to know, he didn't have a whole bunch of churches in the Bible. Now, wait a minute now, preacher. You mean how many churches were there in the Bible? Well, he said the gates. Y'all hear that word, gates? That's plural. So that tells me that God knows the difference between something singular and something plural. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It has always meant one. And it means one to right now. It doesn't mean everybody is a member. No, it means one. Now the question is, how do I get in it? And where is it found in the Bible? Now you see, that's so important right there, because I'm not preaching the church, I'm preaching Jesus. But I'm also telling you that you can't have one without the other. It's found in the Bible in Romans, the 16th chapter and verse number 16. The Bible says, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now, wait now. Let's use some common sense here. See, I believe in common sense. I know a lot of us, we say, well, I don't understand the Bible. And that's okay. But when you read something and you use a little common sense, God gave most of us all of that a little bit, you know. We, a lot of times we don't use it, no, like we should, but he gave us some common sense. Now, wait a minute now. If this Bible, let's just think about this just for a minute. If this here Bible right here, and if you got one at home, I'm reading out the King James Version of the Bible. If it's our road map, now, I mean, I don't know how to go to heaven, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something. If y'all go trying to go to heaven by Trump, you won't get there. If you think Martin Luther King going to help you get there, you ain't going to heaven. You think Abraham Lincoln going to get you there, you won't make it. The only way I know that's or sure, the Bible says make your election and your calling sure. And the only way I know that is to follow the Bible, because it's the road map. It's the only way I know to make heaven my home. Finding out what the Bible says, finding out what the word of God is, and doing it. Well, the Bible says he ain't built but one church. Where all the rest of them coming back from? Now, wait now. Why is that so important, preacher? Because he's coming back for it. In Ephesians 4 and 4. The Bible says there's one body. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 tells us the body is the church. That goes with what he said. He going to build it. And he said there's one body, one church. Now, wait now. You see, he's coming back for it, because he's the Savior. Ephesians 5, verse 23 and following. The Bible says he's the Savior of it. See, that's the same it he said is going to build. Now, he's the Savior of it. That means you better be in it when he comes to save it. See, how,
How common sense, how easy it is to make common sense. You gotta wanna miss it to miss it. See, Mary wouldn't want you to miss that today. You know, the Bible says all things work for the good of those that love God and call according to his purpose. You're here today because of Mary, not because of her death, because of her life. Because if she lived any old kind of way, you wouldn't have come. You came because of the way she lived, and she would want you to have life too. And life is only in Christ. Everything is in Christ. You got to get in Christ. Now, let me tell you how to do that, how to get in Christ. I don't want to hold you too long because I know some of y'all out there saying, I wish that fool sit down. But I got to tell you like it is. The Bible teaches us that we got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. John 8:21-23. The Bible teaches us that it is imperative that we believe that he's the Son of God. We must hear the gospel and believe. In Acts 15:7, the Bible says, after there had been much disputing, Peter stood up with them and said, men and brothers, you know a good while ago that God made choice among us that the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. You see, it's important that we believe the gospel. The gospel is the fact that Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, that he died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. You see, in the scriptures, we think we have eternal life. In the scriptures, there are those that testify of Jesus Christ. So those scriptures are so important. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, the 68th division and verse number 11, that God gave the word and great was them that published it. Boy, we got to believe the gospel. It's the only power God is using to save. And God is not a respecter of person. He's not saving you one way and another person another way. Everybody got to do the same thing to receive a deliverance from the penalty of all your past sins. Everybody's got to do the same thing. You must repent. All have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. You've got to repent. He told his own disciples in Luke 13:3-5, I tell you nay, except you repent, you're going to all likewise perish. The Bible says in Acts 17 and verse number 30, he's commanded men everywhere to repent. We got to change our mind because the Bible says godly sorrow worketh repentance. When we got godly sorrow, we can repent. We can turn from that old thing that we believe. Some of us need to turn from what we've been taught religiously. That's right. Because before it gets too late. I'm going to tell you about that just in a few minutes. I'm not going to be very much longer. Then we must confess. See, a lot of people want to run around town with the gossip again. And they saying, confess your sins. Well, I'm sure glad you ain't got to do that because I don't know about you. I can't even hardly remember what I did yesterday. I'm going to remember all my sins. Jesus ain't never told me to, never told you. It's written nowhere that you confess your sins. I know John the Baptist taught that, but when Jesus came baptizing, I want you to know that a person had to be baptized for the forgiveness of sin, and they had to confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, as the eunuch did in Acts the 8th chapter. The Bible says Philip began at the same scripture and he preached unto him Jesus, and they came to a certain water and they say, see, here's water. What's hindering me? What's stopping me? What's forbidding me from being about here? You believe it with all thine heart. See, this is the heart God's concerned with. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Believe with all thy heart thou mayest. And he made this acknowledgement. That's what confession is. It's an acknowledgement to make known. He made the confession. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Bible says, see, this man here, he must have been riding in a chariot. He must have been chauffeured. Because the Bible says he got out of the chariot and he came to a standstill. So that tells me somebody else was driving. And he came, and the Bible said they both went down into the water. This is Acts, the 8th chapter, verse 36 and following. They both went down to water, and he baptized him, and he went away rejoicing. And that tells me that baptism is a barrier. Romans 6, 1 through 4. It ain't no sprinkling. You know how you'll take them babies and get them sprinkled in some of the, you know, denominational places? It ain't no sprinkling. It's a barrier. It ain't no pouring. You know, you can't go down into no cup. It's a barrier in water for the forgiveness of all your sins. And when you do that, guess what? Then you're added to the church of Christ. The only one you can read about in the Bible. If that's the only one you can read in the Bible, and the Bible is God's word, that's the only one we got today. I know you can see that. I love you. Mary loves you. She would want you to know that. She would want you to believe that. It's in the Bible. Investigate it. Don't believe me. Go to the scripture. You have to be baptized into Christ. And then you have to be faithful. After you get in Christ, we're just called Christians. We're not Baptists. We're not Church of Christ Christians. We're just Christians. That's all we are. We're members of the Church of Christ because we did what the Lord commanded us to do, and he added us to his church. But we're just Christian. The Bible says all those that name it Christ depart from iniquity. See, we are named Christ. Christians mean I belong to Christ, and I ain't nothing without him. And neither of you if you're a Christian. So what we have seen today and heard, that it is so essential that you get in Christ. Now, you might ask the question, well, when can I do it? I want you to know what God says about that. I believe in asking God some things, and God doesn't speak to me audibly. He speaks to me through his written word, just like he speaks to you if you read it. But in 1 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2, let me see there. Let me go there right quick, make sure that's still in my Bible here. 2 Corinthians 6, I'm sorry. Start getting old, you get forgetful too, you know. 2 Corinthians 6, verse number 1 and 2. The Bible says, we then as workers together with him, we beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. You see, God's unmerited favor is shining upon you today. And what the Bible is saying, we hoping that it doesn't be empty. It go in one ear and come out the other. We hoping that the word of God don't fall on deaf ears. The Bible say, he that has an ear, let him hear. So it's so important that we don't let it be in vain. Then the Bible says, for he hath said, I have heard thee in the time accepted. And in the day of salvation, I have secured thee. I have helped thee. Behold, now. See that? That word now is the accepted time. Today. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Right now. Right now. If you want to obey the Lord today, the water is ready. The water is ready. We'll baptize you today, and you'll become a Christian, a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible. Then you can work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Boy, 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 isn't this so nice? But if you don't do that, I want you to know you're dead, and you don't have God. Oh, brother, why would you say that? Let me just get you a little scripture here. Because I believe in what the Bible teaches. And you see, do I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I hope I'm not making enemies. Are you receiving his word with grace, or are you receiving it being mad? You know, because some people won't receive that word graciously. In Ephesians 2, now see, this here is so important that we understand that, if I can ever find it. Ephesians 2, the Bible talks about how important it is to understand something here. In Ephesians 2, in verse number 11, I believe, wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, that's us, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, the Bible says made with hands, that at that time you were without Christ. Y'all hear this? I want y'all to hear this real good. Yeah, we were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope. Y'all hear that? That's the same people they talked about over there in Thessalonians that have no hope, that died outside of Christ, having no hope and without God in the world. You can live in this world and don't have no hope if you're not in Christ. That's right. Now, I mean, this is what the book says. This ain't me saying, I'm just telling you, I'm just a mailman. You don't shoot the, well, some of y'all might want to shoot the mailman when he bring a red nose. I don't know. But you don't shoot the mailman because he bring you the truth, do you? He bring that letter to your house. You don't shoot him, do you? Well, I'm just carrying the letter. That's all. All right. Now, didn't the Bible say, but now in Christ Jesus. Y'all hear that? Everything is in Christ Jesus. You who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. When you die in Christ, you got peace. You got peace with God. You hear people at funerals all the time. They made peace with God. No, if you're outside of Christ, you ain't got no peace. You make peace with God when you obey in Christ, when you die in Christ. I want to just say to this family, I've spoken long enough. I want to say to this family, we love you. I want y'all to continue to trust God. And God doesn't make any mistakes. We're going to miss Mary dearly. I tell you, I don't know a better lady than Mary. We're going to miss her a lot, you know. And we're going to cry, and it's okay to cry. But we shouldn't cry as a person has passed that has no hope. Because she does have hope of making heaven her home. And we do too if we're in Christ Jesus. So if you're not in Christ, you need to get in him today before it's everlasting and eternally too late. At this time, we're going to turn it over to the hands of the undertaker.